Secondly, our check mark about permanently reducing taxes, income taxes on working Minnesotans, we would have to give the governor poor marks in regards to his budget dealing with that. Thirdly, farm property tax relief. Again, we would have to give the governor poor marks in relationship to his budget. I do not believe that the governor's budget adequately addresses the pain in rural Minnesota, the hurt that there is on the family farms throughout Minnesota, and certainly is paltry and small in relationship to the $80 million that we have in the House plan now at this time, and of course further property tax relief to come in the permanent tax bill. We go on to eliminate the marriage penalty in our checklist. There we would give the governor very, very high marks. While I do not see the specifics of eliminating the marriage penalty, the governor does say in his budget that he will eliminate the marriage penalty. And of course, there's many, many different ways to do that, so we'd like to see the specifics, but I'll give the governor very, very high marks on that. And then the next issue, of course, that we raised here was to eliminate the provider tax, the sick tax on sick people in the state of Minnesota. The governor does not address that, and therefore we would feel that he'd be failing in that part.